This is Radio Hanger, I'm Tower. And this is ATIS, the show where we take the headlines and tell you what they actually mean for the person holding the yoke. Today, we're talking about automation moving into the freight deck. Not someday, the paperwork is being signed right now. Here's what you need to know. Merlin, an autonomy company, has signed a memorandum of understanding with Israel Aerospace Industries. The memorandum covers joint development, integration, and certification work aimed at large cargo aircraft, specifically Part 25 freighters. That's the certification category for large transport airplanes. The heavy iron, not your Cessna 172, not a light twin. We're talking about the machines that haul boxes across oceans at night while most of us are asleep. Before we go further, today's aviation news is brought to you by AviationSoul.com. Aviation challenge coins built to mark the milestones, discipline, and pride behind every step in flight. From first solo to airline transport pilot, every coin tells a story. AviationSoul.com. Now let me back up and put this in plain language. A memorandum of understanding is not a contract to build something tomorrow. It's an agreement to work together. Think of it as two companies shaking hands and saying, we're going to pool what we know and see if we can get this certified. Merlin brings the autonomy software and the flight systems. Israel Aerospace Industries brings decades of experience building and modifying large aircraft, including a very established business converting passenger jets into freighters. Put those two together, and the target becomes clear. Autonomous systems on big cargo airplanes. The headline doesn't tell the whole story, though, and the part everyone skips past is that one word, certification. Anybody can write software that flies an airplane, getting a regulator to sign off on it, to put it on an aircraft that carries real cargo through real airspace. That is the hard part. That is the mountain. When you see a memorandum that specifically calls out certification work, that tells you these two are serious about clearing the regulatory bar, not just building a demo for a trade show. So why cargo first? Why not passengers? Follow the logic, because it's the same logic the whole industry is following. Freight doesn't complain, freight doesn't need a flight attendant, and the economics of cargo are brutal. These operators run tight margins. They fly at night, they fly to smaller airports, and they are staring down a pilot supply problem that isn't getting better. If you're going to introduce reduced crew or single pilot operations on a large aircraft and eventually higher levels of autonomy, you start where the risk to human life is lowest and the business case is strongest. That's the boxes. That's why almost every autonomy program you hear about is pointing at freight before it points at people. Now, let me be clear about what this is and what this isn't, because the word autonomy gets thrown around loosely. This is my read on it, flagged as interpretation. We are not talking about pilotless jumbo jets landing at your local field next year. The near term of this technology is about reducing pilot workload and eventually reducing the number of crew required on the flight deck. Merlin has been public for a while about a path that starts with a system working alongside pilots, proving itself, gathering data, and building the safety case. The autonomy comes in stages. First, it's a very capable assistant, then it's reduced crew. The fully uncrewed large freighter is much further down the road, and it lives or dies on that certification word we keep coming back to. Here's the context you need around it. This isn't happening in a vacuum. The Federal Aviation Administration, or FAA, and its counterparts overseas have been building the regulatory scaffolding for exactly this kind of operation. There's ongoing work on reduced crew concepts at the international level. The agencies know the pressure is coming. So when a company like Merlin partners with a heavyweight manufacturer like Israel Aerospace Industries, they're not just building a product, they're building a certification case. They can walk into a regulator's office and defend. So the fair question from you, the listener, is this. If I fly light aircraft, if I fly for fun on the weekends, why should I care about a cargo autonomy deal? Three reasons. This affects you if any of these touch your flying. First, the technology trickles down. It always does. The autopilots, the envelope protection, the terrain awareness systems that started on airliners and now sit in four-seat single-engine airplanes, all of that came from the top of the market flowing down. The sensing, the decision-making, the automation being proven on these freighters today is the same lineage that shows up in your panel a decade from now. What gets certified on a Part 25 freighter becomes the foundation for what's affordable in a Part 23 light airplane later. Second, the airspace you share is going to get more automated, and you need to understand how these systems behave. If you fly near a busy cargo hub, you may increasingly be sharing the pattern and the approach with aircraft running very high levels of automation. Knowing how they think, knowing that they're predictable, rule-following, and data-driven. That's going to matter to how you fly around them. Third, and this is the honest one, this is where the careers are moving. If you're a younger pilot or you're mentoring one, understand that the flight deck of 20 years from now is being designed right now in memorandums like this one. The skill set is shifting. Systems management, automation oversight, and understanding what the machine is doing and why. The pilots who thrive are going to be the ones who understand the automation deeply, not the ones who fear it or ignore it. So what should you actually do about this today? Honestly, nothing urgent. There's no rule change, no airworthiness directive, no deadline. This is a memorandum, an early step, but file it away. Watch this space. When you see the next announcement from this partnership, and there will be one, you'll understand what stage they're at and what it means. The bigger picture is simple. The freight deck is where the future of the profession is being tested first, quietly at night, over the ocean, one certification milestone at a time. That story came to us from the reporting over at AVWeb, and it's worth reading their full write-up for the details. You can always find us at radiohangar.com. This is Tower. Keep an eye on the automation, keep your hand near the yoke, and I'll see you on the next one.